In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
God raised Jesus from the dead.
And gave him honor and glory.
We place our faith in him.
And we place our hope in his resurrection.
From 1 John it says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We now take a few moments of silence, recognizing our sinful nature, our actions as well, and looking forward to God's loving forgiveness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have not been pure of heart and mind and soul. We have not obeyed your truth. We have not loved one another as we should. Forgive us for our futility. Renew us by your resurrection. And lead us back to the lives you want for us on account of Jesus. Amen.
The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. That word of God tells us clearly that Almighty God in his mercy has given his Son to die and rise for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We're going to invite the choir forward to sing our choral anthem, There is Power in Jesus' Name.